Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trust, jealousy, and family interference are three things you do not want to have to deal with when you are preparing to walk down the aisle. On today's case, Ms. Smith says she caught Ms. Harris in so many lies that when it comes to her fiancé, she can't tell what is fact and what is fiction. Ms. Smith says she is tired of playing the caretaker in this relationship, and if things don't change, this wedding is in jeopardy. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Smith versus Harris.
Thank you, Ms. Smith, Ms. Harris. Ms. Smith, you are set to walk down the aisle in 4 months. But Ms. Harris' questionable behavior has you wondering if she's ready to meet you at the altar.
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Harris, you say you are ready to say I do to Ms. Smith. However, you say she must also acknowledge the part she has played in the demise of your relationship.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so ladies, what brings us to court today? Ms. Smith, you brought the case. Start me out.
So as you said, Your Honor, we are to be getting married in August. I have trust issues that's not completely fulfilled. We haven't really, you know, got to the end of a lot of trust issues that we have. And also, I feel like over the years, I've carried a lot of weight for this relationship. And I feel like that if it don't get fixed, then we can't continue on with the marriage.
I understand. You're saying, listen, things got to change before we make this relationship permanent.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Harris, what say you?
I'm here today because we are having a lot of trust issues, a lot of family issues, and I want to get married in August, so I hope that we can just work through those problems.
Okay, so let's try to be solution-oriented and see what we have
in
this relationship. Ms. Smith, talk to me a little bit about how you all met and what brought us to this point, ma'am.
Yes, Your Honor. So we met in school in the ninth grade, very young age. We started off as PICs, partner in crimes.
Mm-hmm. Y'all were the sneaky little girls always getting in trouble and the teacher was mad. Mm-hmm.
Basically. We was very close friends and kind of told me that she had a crush on me. And we went from there with being in a relationship. And ever since then, we were like 16 around that time. And ever since then, we kind of just been going on pretty strong.
So this was your first girlfriend?
Yes.
Basically. Okay. And Ms. Harris? This is your first girlfriend. How'd it go so wrong? What's going on?
It's going so wrong because of the cheating allegations that she has accused me of. Cheating allegations, family issues. I just want to be able to work through them, basically.
So then, Ms. Smith, let me go on to you because you said that you have a wedding scheduled for, I think it's 4 months from now.
August 30th, yes, ma'am.
And these trust issues are playing a part in your hesitancy.
Yeah.
Why don't we start with some real examples?
So one time our car was broken down and we needed some help. We didn't have anyone to reach out to. So Alexis did find someone to come up there. The particular guy that came there, when he got there, it was just the way they encountered each other, like the way they was talking to each other, kind of like pushed me to the side, and it felt as if I wasn't, like, really in a conversation with them. It was just them two talking. I didn't know him. And it was just a lot going on that just made everything feel weird. Fast forward, last year, it was another encounter with the guy. Me and Lex was working together at the same place, and we was having another car incident. And
ooh, y'all need a new car.
Right. She was getting off before me, and I knew that she was going to get the car fixed. I asked her where she's going, like, to the particular place that the guy is at, and she told me no.
No, you did not ask me if I was going, or you asked me if I was going to go over the bridge, and I
said no. I
asked
her if she went over the bridge.
You didn't specifically ask me where I was going.
She knew what I was
saying. So does that code, going over the bridge, mean something?
It's where the guy's shop is.
But there's a lot of other shops across town.
45 minutes later, I received a phone call from a family member that asking, what are you guys doing on the north side? And
let me guess, that was across the bridge.
Across the bridge, yes, ma'am. I tried to FaceTime her. She wouldn't answer the FaceTime. She continued to say no, that she wasn't over there, but she was. And because of being having a situation with this guy, it made me feel...
Some kind of way. Makes complete sense.
Exactly.
Let me stop you right there. Okay, Ms. Harris? Now, you know she had a little insecurity about this guy. Ms. Smith was very honest about that. I don't know if you were over at his shop or somebody else's shop, but you clearly were not where you were supposed to be. So tell me why.
Whose shop I was at, my car was broke down, so I'm trying to get my car fixed. Okay. The people on the south side say they couldn't fix it.
Okay,
they can't help
makes complete sense. Why you lie?
I didn't know.
Why didn't you just say, I am across the bridge? Yes, girl, I'm trying to get my car fixed. The car needs to be fixed. Why are you tripping? Why do you just say that? Because that actually makes sense. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. But I just said whatever was on my mind. And it didn't even go like that. It went more of, she was like, where are you? I was like, I'm getting my car fixed. And then she was basically trying to say, FaceTime me. And I was like, I'm not about to FaceTime you. You know, I was sitting on the back of my car. The shop was closed. It was just a dead end for me, basically.
Ms. Smith?
I feel like she was trying to protect my feelings. And even me knowing that the car needed to be fixed, I feel like if she would have just told me the truth, it would have been fine. I feel like...
Well, the shop was closed. There wasn't nobody there. Feelings,
but... So, Ms. Smith, come on now. You're the plaintiff in this case. Do you have any proof that Ms. Harris is not telling me the truth?
We got an argument.
But let's not make it seem like I'm the only one that's, like, talking to other people. Because what about the random girls that I found in your phone? What about
girls?
When I was at your house and I was there
like,
in your bed? You left me there
about...
with your phone.
Give me 1 second. I'd like to hear the accusation. Then we can address it. Go right ahead. Ms. Harris, what you say?
I snuck into her family home one day. Nobody knew that, you know, I was there inside the house. She got up to go to work one day, and she left me there. So I was in there. I had her phone. I was just scrolling, and it was a random girl's vagina pics on there in random girls. Okay, so I started crying, and her mom came in, found out that I was there. And she just started consoling me, like... It just went from there.
Why do you
know? Lessons had been broken up for at least 2 months before she had popped up back into my life around that time.
So wait, tell minute, her wait, when wait, did wait. You find how out that did, I was texting guys?
How did Ms. Harris get in your house?
She hit me up and was just like she needed somewhere to stay. So, and plus I'm in love with her.
So why are you pointing fingers at her if you got miscellaneous vaginas in your doggone
well,
phone?
Well, because, again, we was broken up, and that was something that hadn't been deleted because I just left it there. So she went scrolling to find...
So if you left yours there, what makes you think I didn't just leave mine there?
Ooh, and very good argument, ma'am.
I never even texted the guy.
Hers was
so
more recent.
Like...
One time we left each other because of a message that I had found, and I showed it to her, and she was upset about it.
She took my phone and just went to dialing numbers.
I admit, Your Honor, that I started off. The reason why I started off is because me and her being together throughout the years, she used to leave, play around with my feelings, the next thing you know, she go missing for like a month or so. Well, I don't know where we're
going. Okay, Ms. Smith, so excuse me. Mm-hmm. When did you go to Bed Bath & Beyond and become a doormat?
Exactly.
They going right. out of business.
Promotional consideration provided by... Divorce Court will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, somebody tell me why y'all don't trust each other. Because this is what's bothering me. There is such a lack of trust in your relationship. You both, you can always tell a trust issue. You assume betrayal. Before you even talk to each other, you assume y'all are doing something wrong.
And she started that off.
You anticipate betrayal. Oh, she definitely gonna be doing something. That's why I asked.
Yeah, she started that off about one morning. She took my phone and just went to dialing numbers.
I admit, Your Honor, that I started off. The reason why I started off is because me and her being together throughout the years, she used to leave, like, she used to, like, hit me up, play around with my feelings, the next thing you know, she go missing for, like, a month or so. And it's just like, okay, I don't know where we're going.
Okay, Ms. Smith, so, excuse me. Mm-hmm. When did you go to Bed Bath & Beyond and become a doormat? Excuse me.
Exactly.
They going right. out of business.
You're right.
So you're gonna become a doggone doormat. That's somebody walking on.
You're right, Your Honor. That's exactly what I see. And it was growth in those years. Like it was growth in those years. Like we definitely have a problem with assuming. It's always an assumption. Any argument is always mm-hmm. starting off as an assumption. It's not an actual fact. It's something that we...
Neither one of y'all have any facts.
No, because all of this started... We started having problems. I feel like she just wanted... We were so perfect. We never had an argument or nothing. I feel like one morning she woke up and was like, we're going to have drama in our relationship now.
What's all this disappearing every... So
I was
often.
Still staying with my mom. The reason why I was at her house that day, I went through her phone, was because I ran away, kind of. I was young, not listening to my parents, so I
y'all
ran away
got
over
together
there.
When you were both very young. And
yeah, and I wasn't out yet. She was. I wasn't out to my people.
Oh.
Yeah.
So now the plot thickens. Mm. So here it is. You left that out of the story, Ms. Smith. So Ms. Harris was seeing you kind of on the sly when it comes to her family. Until she was comfortable being able to truly be her whole self, she was going back and forth. Is that fair to say, Ms. Harris?
Yes. Her family don't like me.
Why not?
Because she ran to them with all of our problems. Every time we had an argument, disagreement, she would run and tell them everything.
Oh, Ms. Smith, I can tell you.
And they love calling me that girl.
Let me guess. Your family don't want you to be gay, right?
Yes, that is between that and a lot of issues that me and Lexis have had. Her first impression to them was, oh, Nisha's always stressed about this one particular girl.
No, that girl is the as Ms. Harris so eloquently
put it. She's always stressed and depressed about that girl, and they're always fighting and arguing, and...
So, in other words, anybody in your family that thinks this is, quote, a phase for you, mm-hmm. and the young lady that you're in love with mm-hmm. is bringing all kinds of drama,
yes.
that's just more evidence to them that you need to not be bothered with that exactly. girl.
And that
But part... what in the heck does that have to do with this young lady? She hasn't... You have not proven anything that she's done that's wrong yet. Where's your evidence? Just because you ran to your people mm-hmm. and complained... That doesn't mean she's done anything. Everybody has ups and downs in their relationship.
I was trying to be more of a man because of my feelings that she wanted a man. I tried to put myself in that perspective.
You don't have to take on society's definition of what a man is.
Mm-hmm.
You be the strongest woman, man, person, they, us, we, that you can be.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
But you haven't given me any example of her having done anything.
Like I said in the beginning, I took on a lot of weight for the relationship. In the beginning of the relationship,
okay.
I was trying to be more of a man because of my feelings that she wanted a man. I tried to put myself in that perspective. And I feel like I lost myself in that time.
What do you mean be more of a man?
Like be more manly, be more masculine, be there, like be the one to take care of everything. Be the one to take care of the bills, the trips, the dates, everything.
Girl, let me tell you something. My friends who are in gay relationships, they don't have that role silliness.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's whoever's trying to put the family together.
Exactly.
Who got the better job, that's the person that's supposed to be carrying as much of the financial weight as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't have to take on society's definition of what a man is.
Mm-hmm.
A man or a woman who is strong in a relationship is caring and loving and kind. And giving and provide security. Mm-hmm. A man or a woman can do that. You be the strongest woman, man, person, they, us, we, that you can be.
It took 3 months for me to, of us being broken up, for me to get that, for me to understand that,
mm-hmm.
And me to gain myself back because I really lost myself in trying to play a role that really wasn't fit for me.
What role do you want to play in a relationship?
I don't want to have a role. I just want to be who I am. Like, I just want to be me. I don't want to be like who somebody else want me to be. I don't want to think about what somebody else want. Like, I just want to be Nisha, and that's it.
Ms. Harris, you hear what your fiancé said?
I've been hearing it, but I've been trying to explain to her that I never tried to treat her like a man. If I wanted a man, then I don't think I would be gay. I mean...
Do you see yourself long-term with this lady?
Not with the same things that's going on.
How do you want to do that, Ms. Harris? What are your thoughts on it?
I just separate myself now. I'd rather be alone than be around anybody because I'm uncomfortable. I can move left and she'll probably think I'm looking at a guy. And I'll feel uncomfortable. I'll shut everything off.
Les is also not a people's person. Even if she go around anybody, people try to read Les's and they think that she's coming off mean or she think she's coming off strong.
I just have normal...
Exactly.
She just called my mama phone growing up just to complain about my facial expressions. And I'm just like...
Well, you know...
I don't even feel it.
You do know you have a stink face. Because you've been giving me a stink face since you got here, just so you know. I just want you to know. And I'm not taking it personally. But members of the jury, have y'all seen the stink face the whole time? You've been giving me stink face the whole time. And I'm going to give it back to you so you can see what you look like. The whole time.
She's not a people person.
Okay. Now, you know why I didn't take that seriously? Because I actually am listening to your heart. I don't think you're being disrespectful. I think that's just how you interact with people.
And that's how it is we go around people, because I know her.
That sounds a little bit like that's the girl that knows you.
Then our priorities. Our past few years, like last year was really bad financially. Like we had, we wasn't going 50-50 as we should have. And it kind of like made both of us drown in situations.
Why were you not sharing financially?
We wasn't mature at that stage. And sometimes it would be like, Lexis would have issues with like her job where, you know...
That put a lot of pressure on the relationship.
Yes.
So, Ms. Harris, are you working full-time now?
Yeah, I got my dream job finally. So now I'm a recruiter. I'm on the other side.
So you have the job and benefits that go along with the job.
Yes.
Ooh, look at Jesus. Honey, nothing better than having a gig with benefits.
Yes,
you know
ma'am.
What I'm saying?
Yes,
what
ma'am.
About you, Ms. Smith? Do you have a full-time employee?
Yes, ma'am. It's actually a job that I've wanted as well.
So knowing that you all were drowning,
yep.
Have you all sat down together? Because if you're really planning on being married, then you have to have a financial plan in place.
No, she has not sat down with me because it's like every time I say I want to write down our non-negotiables, she don't want to sit down.
Okay, well,
makes it a joke.
Well, that's no longer a joke.
Right.
Okay, because we have to start to establish what is necessary in a relationship for it to succeed.
Yes, Your Honor.
There are five things. And ladies, we're going to talk about this. Emotional. Okay? Your emotional needs must be met. Okay? You need a physical component. I sense such love between you. You all were very young when you got together. And exploring one's sexuality is not a problem. You're allowed to need to figure things out. That moves us to my third thing, which is spiritual. And I'm not saying go to church together. I'm talking about you must show support and respect for the same values and beliefs. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
That's very, very important. Social is how you interact with each other. Do things together, ladies. Go on your dates. Don't make it about your arguments. Make it about your making up. Because that's the fifth thing, security. And every relationship needs to have security. I need to know you got my back. Those are the elements of a true, mature relationship. Do you have it in you, Ms. Harris?
Yes, ma'am.
What about you, Ms. Smith? Do you have it in you?
Yes, Your Honor.
So the first thing you're going to do is sit down and do what my husband and I did when we first met. A list of must-haves and a list of can't-stands.
Yes,
no matter how silly it is, mm-hmm. No matter how serious it is, y'all are going to sit down and y'all going to talk about that. And I guarantee you, you'll have more in common than you have in conflict.
Yes, Your Honor.
I still want to marry you in 4 months.
I still want to marry you, too.
Ooh, y'all better stop wasting my time. Start being mature. Grow up. If this is your woman, you better claim her. If this is your woman, you better claim her. And don't allow anybody to get in between. Oh, Robert, we have to dispel this society's pressure on what role you have to play in a relationship.
Right. I mean, that is such an old school mentality.
Yes.
But they're young. So you're right. Society still believes that.
And it's okay for you to want to take on the lead in a relationship. But it's not the male or the female.
Right. It's more like alpha, you know.
Everybody need to be alpha. You grown. Get your own stuff. Make your own money. Have your own job.
Right, yeah.
Bring something to the table other than appetite.
It's a community pot. Come on, put it all in there.
Yours, mine, and ours.
Right.
That's from your auntie star.
Made in Georgia.